the Senior Hour, which is sponsored by Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, Comfort Keepers In-Home Care, and Hestia MedSpa. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host,
Dr. Jean DeOrio,
on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. This is a show for, about, and by seniors, giving information to enhance one's quality of life. And we have two guests this morning from Paseo Club, and Jennifer Azevedo and Cezanne Wormazo. Is that right?
Yomazo.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know whether I'll remember that or not. Anyway, so tell us what's going on at the Paseo Club and what are your parts involved?
So I'm the general manager of the club. I'm also a fitness instructor and a tennis instructor and a pickleball instructor. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's
do a little
a lot.
Bit of everything.
Whoa.
But it means I get to hang out with everybody.
Yes.
All day, every day.
That's
so
nice, isn't it?
I have the best job in the world.
Terrific.
And second only to my job is Cezanne's job.
And I'm Cezanne, and I'm the fitness director. And I also teach classes at the club as well.
Wonderful. Now, how did you get involved with the Paseo Club? Both of you. Just out of curiosity.
I was lucky enough to be playing tennis at the club, and I knew several of the coaches from growing up. They were coaches who taught me how to play when I was young, and so I associated with a lot of them, and an opening came to be on the tennis staff, and it got to be me.
Wonderful. And then you climbed the ladder,
yes,
so to
yes,
speak,
I did.
And you didn't fall off.
I did not fall off. Not yet.
Oh, no. Don't say that. Not yet. No. That's not too
right?
good words.
No.
Okay.
And then I came there about 9 years ago to take over as the fitness director.
9 years you've
yes.
been there? And you've been there how long?
Ten and a half.
Really? Christmas.
Quite a ride. Yes.
Yes.
Hard to think. Doesn't seem like that long. But
I bet not. But you've been busy all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nice part about it.
Yes.
Now, do you have many seniors who come to the Paseo Club?
We have a wonderful group of seniors, you know, and they really cover every facet of what we do. We have a great group of seniors who take a lot of liquid cardio classes, so working out in the pool. We have
oh,
a lot
that's
of
liquid cardio?
Yes. Yeah, so fitness in the pool. You've got some weights, and you're using resistance of water as well as the weightlessness, so it's very kind to the joints, not
yeah.
like lifting heavy weights in the gym.
I used to do that when COC had it over there.
Mm-hmm.
I was there 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Religiously.
It's a wonderful class. We offer it 6 days a week. And, you know, it's great for all ages, but tremendously wonderful opportunity for our senior groups. And then we've got seniors in tennis drills. We've got plenty of seniors playing pickleball. We've got seniors doing functional fitness, Pilates, yoga, you know. So we have a great group of seniors that are definitely working in and around the club.
That's wonderful. How old are some of your seniors? What are their ages? Do you know offhand?
We've got up to 86 years old 86. That I know of, at least, at our club.
Yeah.
Probably some older than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question, though. In terms of our senior activities, you know, one of our greatest fears is falling, and the exercise indeed makes a huge difference in terms of balance. What are some of the classes you offer that will help benefit seniors and their balance?
We have functional fitness classes that we do a lot of things where we have seniors stand on an unstable surface and squat. They can hold on to a pole or a bar that's close by, and then as they get stronger and more stable, they let go of the bar to do the exercises. And that starts to work with their nervous system and their proprioceptive nerves to get them to be able to do these things. Just walking on the sidewalk that's uneven, things like that, they need to be able to, you know, combat that out in the world.
Oh, yes. Believe
yes.
me. I know.
And then we've also got pickleball. There's a lot of movement in pickleball and tennis where they have to run and shift side to side quickly. So it's agility that they're learning. And so mm-hmm. it helps their joints stay fluid. and mobile, because mobility is a big issue with seniors too. I work with a lot of seniors, and that's the one thing I see is the rounded shoulders, the slumped back, not being able to use their knees very well. So we do a lot of mobility drills more than anything, and strength. Strength is really important because we lose our bodies, you know, tries to get rid of 30% of muscle every year. And if you're not working at it, if you do nothing at all, your body loses 30% of its muscle every year.
So, well, I have a bike at home that I get on that bike every day, and I pedal. I'm on there for a minimum of 30 minutes each day.
Wow.
And that's it's good. Just a constant. Sometimes I speed it up, and then I'll get tired. I thought, oh, no, slow down, Barbara, slow down. But it's,
well, how about in terms of resistance training and weights, do you have a weight room or a fitness room where you can learn how to use weights correctly?
Yes, we do. We have a full gym that has free weights, machine weights, resistance bands, all sorts of different tools. We also have TRX suspension trainers, which a lot of seniors use because it forces them to engage their core while they're also strengthening their bodies and using their own body weight to do it. So, yes.
Interesting.
How about ellipticals and what Barb said about exercise bikes and things like that? Do you have that kind of equipment
we
as
do.
Well?
We have treadmills, step mills, bicycles, elliptical trainers. We have indoor bikes where we have bicycle classes.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of seniors also partake in that because it's easy on the joints.
It is. It really is. Well, it's to me, it's similar to water aerobics.
Yeah.
Because that's the easiest exercise that anyone can take, especially seniors.
Yeah, for
because,
their joints, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, because they don't risk getting hurt.
Exactly, and water is 10 times the resistance of air, so they're
yes,
getting a lot
is.
Of strength training in there as well.
You really do, because at times that water gets so resistant.
Absolutely.
No, you're not gonna do this. You're not gonna do this until I say so.
And another important factor in that class is the social aspect, I think, for seniors too, is especially when you're in a group training situation, is it's social time. And that's just as important as the workout itself.
It absolutely is.
Yes.
It's critical.
It really is.
Especially to some seniors who are at home by themselves all the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why my kids now have started. My daughter, she retired after 31 years being an interpreter for the deaf up in Palmdale. She says, Mom, she says, you're not going to stay by yourself 24/7. You're just not going to do it. You know, and since my husband passed away, that's what's happened. I've been there, with the exception of my kitty, and she's 19 years old now, so she's got to go on some kidney medication, and I've got to change her food, and she's not going to like it. She's going to say, Mom, what are you doing to me? Because it's my fault.
Of course.
How about those seniors who have never really been athletic in the past, and then they walk into a facility that is based on, Paseo Club is based on exercising? Do you have trainers that will help those seniors who just don't have an idea of where to start?
We do. We offer a new member workout session when you first join the club, and then most of our seniors actually do end up hiring one of our personal trainers. And they work 2 to 3 times a week to see the benefits, because they realize once they've done that one workout how beneficial it really is for them and how much they need it.
Mm-hmm. And you do need it as you get older. You really do.
You really do.
Because your body has a tendency to slow itself down, whether you like it or not. And you have to literally force yourself to do it. I do. I have to force myself to get out of the chair because it's so nice and comfortable, you know. And then a kitty will come up and jump on my lap and, oh, mommy, I love this, you know. But that doesn't do me any good, sitting there for hours on end, you know. It's not good for me.
No.
It really isn't.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the pool, because I know Barb has at College of the Canyon, she participated a lot in exercising in the pool. But, you know, there's some of our seniors that, you know, are not afraid of water, but they don't swim well. And not that we're, you know, wondering about swimming lessons. They could probably get that somewhere. But do you need to know how to swim to be able to get into the pool?
Well, they do have flotation devices that go around your waist that I've seen people wear. It is recommended that you know how to swim unless you're wearing a flotation device, because I know most of our classes do use both the shallow end and the deep end of the pool as well.
Mm-hmm. How deep is it?
8 feet. Deep end goes to 8 feet. But the nice part of liquid cardio class is you're not forced to go into the deep end. You know, there's a lot of modification that's involved. So you really have the capacity to make the workout as challenging or as light as you'd like it. So you could get in there and really go all out and have a huge, you know, calorie burn and get your sweat on. Or you could really use it as more of that social engagement time. You know, you're getting some nice movement, using that resistance of the water, but staying a little closer to the shallow end, being a little safer, you know, not necessarily putting yourself into a position where you might need to be worried about your swimming capacities.
Well, it was always a challenge to me when I was over at CSC, especially, to get into that deep end where you can really move your feet, you know, and your arms to keep you moving back and forth. And it was much more enjoyable for me to get out in the deep end than it is to stay at holding onto the edge and, you know, kicking out and kicking up and kicking sideways. That was much more beneficial to me because I knew I had to keep moving. I had no choice.
Yeah, but we know you're a mermaid, though, Barb.
Well, right now I wish I was. I'd be in a lot better condition. A lot better situation, anyway.
And for those who are competitive, pickleball is now the new frontier for everybody, let alone seniors, isn't it?
Really is, yeah. There are almost just as many new players to the game that are younger as the seniors. In the beginning, it was really seen as a seniors-only sport, but it's grown so much in the last few years, you know, and you've really got all ages playing now.
So what is pickleball?
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the nation. It is a quarter the size of a tennis court, so it's a smaller court, less space to have to run down a ball. Use a hard flat paddle instead of a tennis racket.
A paddle.
And a hard wiffle ball instead of a tennis ball.
So you've got to hit the ball from one person to the other.
Yes. Primarily a doubles game. There's definitely more doubles happening than singles. So you've got a friend on your side of the court and you get to work together. And so, again, very social, a lot of fun interaction, you know, making friends and playing a game. So it's a really good time. And there's definitely some neuro concepts there. You know, you've got to keep score and remember where to go. And there are some funny rules to the game for sure. But
now,
it's a blast.
Do you go in there and join them?
Yes, we both
yes.
You do.
Absolutely.
She's much more competitive than I am. I'm there for fun.
I like to win.
So, but you're there to assist the ladies who are doing this game.
We do, and we also partake in the league that we have there, because we have leagues for everybody to partake in there as well. Or just drop in play. And things like that. It's a lot of fun. It's very social, and I definitely see tons of seniors, and we even have 16-year-olds playing now.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
That's amazing, because most 16-year-olds don't have anything to do with that. All they want to do is sit and watch their cell phone. You know?
Right. Well, it's a fast-paced game, too, so it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's really addictive.
Interesting. Wow.
Now, you know, more my speed as opposed to tennis or pickleball is like badminton. You don't happen to have that over there. I fear sometimes the ball hitting me, but a birdie hitting me is not a problem.
Badminton we've never had at the club, but it's interesting because pickleball does have so many of those components. There's aspects of volleyball, mm-hmm. of badminton, of tennis, ping pong.
Yeah.
You know, so there's, it's really interesting to see the different people that come to the sport. You know, if they've played a paddle sport before, if they're new to ever being on any kind of court, you know, and there's definitely, it's such a faster learning curve than being on the tennis court that everyone can learn to play super quickly and safe and fun and of all ages. So the social aspect of that, you know, I really can't stress it enough.
So it's hard to believe you've been there 10 years and you've been there 9?
Yes.
You must really love what you do.
We do. We're lucky.
Yes, you really are.
We are.
Plus you get lots of good exercise in
that.
We only
get paid to exercise.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Do you
part.
Need any help over there?
Right? You can be our resident mermaid.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
So you have to invest in tennis shoes. Do you have to... How about the pickleball racket or any kind of racket? Do you have to bring your own or is it provided by the Paseo Club?
So we've got loaner paddles for people that are new to the sport. Mm-hmm. Definitely recommended to have court shoes just for the stability. You know, you're moving laterally and in plenty of different directions. So just any old pair of shoes might not be the safest. But we've got plenty of balls, plenty of paddles for everyone to come and try it out. And then once you're comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, everyone wants to make their own. The investment in the paddle that they like the most.
But you're not allowed to be barefooted or with socks on.
It's not no. recommended.
Not as safe.
You're right, because if you wore socks, you can slip mm-hmm. very easily.
Yep.
Very easily. Wow, well, this has been quite interesting. Really has. I've learned a lot. It's really great. But we thank you so much, Jennifer and Cezanne.
Thank you.
Cezanne.
Thank you.
Cezanne and Jennifer.
Her name's easier.
Yes. Yeah. That's correct. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's really a pleasure to see you. And I'm assuming we will see you again.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Because you're on the list.
That's right. I've made the list. Best.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's something to be very, very proud of.
We
will
be.
Not
very many people.
Think about badminton, though.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll take that.
Yes, and we need to take a break. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreo, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreo, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220, KHTS. And our guest now is one of our local sponsors, Miles McNamara, Comfort Keepers in-home care. How are you doing?
Good. Hello, Barbara. Hello, Jean.
Hey,
Haven't seen you in a long time.
I made it back last month.
Oh, I know, yeah. But that's still a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jean is still calling in. It's easy to call in. You can just sit there in your pajamas and call in and, you know, sound like you're on it.
Yay.
No, I prefer to come in.
Yeah, things are opening up now, so that's good.
Yeah, I want to come outside. I got so sick and tired of staying at home. And both my kids said, Mother, you do not go out. But I did. I came here.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't miss this.
It's funny because I was walking in and listening, and usually Kevin from the senior center is my lead in, and I, your surprise guest from the Paseo Club. And it was like, because on my mind today, I was wanting to kind of branch out and talk about seniors and exercise and how it prevents osteoporosis and stuff. So I saw them there. I'm like, I hope they don't steal my thunder. I mean, so I don't know what they're talking about. I couldn't hear you out front, but yeah. So, I mean, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about now that things are opening up, like we talked about, You know, you've heard that old phrase, use it or lose it. And
yes.
Now that the senior center is opening wide up again and, you know, the Zumba and all the other exercises, how important it is for our seniors. Obviously, check with your physicians first and to implement some sort of exercise into your life, whether it be resistance training or whatever, because osteoporosis, as we know, is huge. And exercising can really battle against that. I'm sure you've seen that a lot, Dr. Dorio.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So,
all the time.
Again, I know we were all, you know, secluded in our homes, and I don't know, you know, what kind of home gyms were built and all that sort of stuff. But now I would really encourage our seniors to, heck, just the senior center alone could get them moving and grooving.
Yeah, we have the, Miles, we have the fitness center at the senior center open now.
Nice.
And, you know, I go over there periodically, but, you know, I think many more of our older adults can enjoy the facilities. They have treadmills and exercise bike and ellipticals and weights and rowing machine and all of that there to be used by our seniors. And so, you know, that's definitely what you're talking about. Exercise is beneficial for many things, especially osteoporosis and the thinning of the bones. So we need to get our seniors out there and encourage that to make sure that they don't give up. You know, like you said, use it or lose it.
Not only bone density, but I think I can't remember the exact statistics, so I won't try. But it's some sort of percentage that we start to lose after the age of 30. We start losing muscle mass. So
yep.
You really have to, the resistance training or, you know, something to counteract that so you don't waste away.
Yeah. And, you know, the increased miles, the circulation in the body as well as the brain make a huge difference. And, you know, I know that Comfort Keepers as well in what they do for seniors who are at home that they assist with, they get them out. Your group, Comfort Keepers, gets them out to make sure they're exercising. You know, the main part that I love to see, Miles, is what you do with assuring that our seniors are getting the right medications at the right time and the nutrition, but you do so much more.
Yeah, and what you just, and I'll get to the moving and grooving in a second, but what you mentioned is one of the top reasons that our seniors end up in the hospital is their mismanagement of their medications. So,
yep.
Yeah, obviously we're non-medical and we can't prescribe or say when to take them or dosage. But if we're told by a physician or a family member in those, you know, nice med trays, what is taken at what time, then we can help monitor that and do medication reminders, because that is the leading reason that our seniors, besides slip and falls, go into the hospital.
Right.
I mean, you must see that all the time with medication, then taking, you know, getting new medications and then not cleaning the cabinet of expired medications, and then you're mixing medications now that might not, you know, cohabitate very well. So it's all very important that we keep an eye on that stuff.
And one of the things that Comfort Keepers does is that not only medication and nutrition, it's this idea of aging in place. We had a big conference in Sacramento yesterday that discussed this issue, and, you know, trying to attempt to make sure that our older adults can stay in their home and not end up in a nursing home. And Comfort Keepers helps support that effort in so many ways, doesn't it?
It does. And I think we've talked about it before as far as being proactive rather than reactive. And
mm-hmm.
that the talk that we've talked about before that we can touch on again down the road. But as far as, you know, what we do is very important for our seniors to age in place, because you don't want them to feel uncomfortable, unsafe, or what have you.
And I may have a need to use your business at some time in the near future.
Oh.
Well, I didn't have very good news today, but I'll talk to you
later. Yeah, we'll talk offline.
That. Yes.
And Gene, there was a question there at the end that you asked that I don't think I picked up on.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about the role of that Comfort Keepers is in terms of aging in place. And, you know, there are just so many aspects of trying to prevent people from going to nursing homes.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I've never once had anybody say, "Dr. Dorio, please send me to a nursing home." No one has ever said that to me.
Right,
and so in our attempts, we need to make sure that organizations like you, businesses like you, continue to do this in our community.
Yeah, and I lost my train of thought when I was talking about some of the other stuff, but as far as being proactive versus reactive, a lot of our clients call us after an unfortunate incident, you know, that slip and fall we just talked about, a broken hip, or, you know, maybe, you know, a mismanagement of meds, put him in the hospital, et cetera, where is folks, you know, if we have that talk that we've alluded to and map out what we want to do, where we want to go, and how, if we choose aging in place in our own home, what are the tools that are going to come along with that to make it happen? And obviously home care is a huge tool for that. So a lot of times we try to tell our clients and our adult children, you know, before they're our clients and adult children, that, you know, don't wait for the unfortunate incident. You know, if you've got that talk in place, you've got that map drawn, and you want to age in place, and now mom or dad's getting a little uneasy on their feet, or maybe a little forgetful, or a helping hand would make them safe and comfortable, be proactive and do it before the incident, you know, because we'll always be there for you after you break a hip, but let's try to prevent it.
You know, that is such a big deal, Miles, because, you know, I do house calls. I go into people's homes. You do house calls. Your group, Comfort Keepers, goes into homes. And we look around, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, we assess the whole situation. You know, are there dangers that are associated with not having grab bars, by having throw rugs in the wrong place, or a hassock that one can trip over? I mean, all these assessments, you know, it doesn't happen over the phone. It doesn't happen in a doctor's office. You know, it's got to happen in a person's home. And with us, you Comfort Keepers doing a house call on the patient and family, that assessment can be accurate and much better to be proactive, like you said, and as opposed to reactive.
Right. And I've called, and it can kind of come off disrespectful, so I'll premise in advance that it's not. It's just the circle of life that we're in. We hear all the time about, you know, kid-proofing a house when we have a baby and they start to be toddlers, and how we kiddie-proof a house. Well, we also need to senior-proof a house as well. In the areas that you just mentioned, is there a throw rug on the floor that's a cane or a walker is going to get, or just walking, will you'll trip? You know, are there tangled cords that are out and about? You know, do you have those grab bars? And a lot of times people just put them in bathroom, but you can put grab bars in the kitchen and all the other places. Mm-hmm. You know, they become very decorative, and they kind of, you know, could almost look like a towel rack, but don't grab for the towel rack if you're going to fall, because you're going to just yank that rat out of the wall and possibly injure yourself even more. But, you know, we need to senior-proof our house just the way we do when we have children, because, you know, are there any, if mom falls, is there an extremely sharp cornered table that she might fall into? Is there, you know, so it really rivals that circle of life and compares pretty closely to safety-proofing our house on that level. And we do that during our assessment. We do that safety inspection.
You know, one of the
things that Robin and I do is we are now involved in legislation, and maybe you and I and others who are listening might want to consider the possibility of developing legislation that would allow when they're building homes to make them senior compatible and senior friendly. And so let's sit down here in Santa Clarita. We've made laws now, new laws that are up at, you know, in Sacramento, coming from our senior center, coming from our community. And, you know, maybe, Miles, we can work together with others who might be listening to develop the senior-friendly housing so that we'll be ahead of the curve. And, you know, as you talk about proactive instead of reactive, we can be proactive making laws as well that label homes senior-friendly and allow them to live in those homes without going to a nursing home.
Absolutely.
So something to consider. I hope we can do that.
Well, the biggest thing is that, you know, write me a bill, Gene, that will have Medicare pay for home care, because right now,
it's
so costly because our seniors, it's private pay, unless they've had the foresight, like I know Barbara did, to have long-term care insurance. It's private pay, and with the rising wages and inflation, a lot of our seniors can't afford home care. So Medicare needs to step up. And honestly, that proactive reactive thing we talked about, I believe that it would save them money in the long run, of all the slip and falls it would prevent, of all the hospitalizations it would prevent. So Medicare, needs to step up and recognize home care as the necessity as it is for our seniors to age in place.
The conference that was yesterday in Sacramento, we talked about aging in place. But the question had to be exactly what you're talking about, Miles. How are we going to finance this? And I think there are very logical ways of doing this without raising taxes and things like that. I think, that get into the hair of people and, say, no, we can't do this. We can do this. We can figure this out. And in these laws, there are a lot of stakeholders, Miles, and we can get them involved as well, too. So, I think with good thought and, with the laws we've made and will make, we can do this as a community to bring this forward so that the legislators can hear our voices a lot better and allow us to age in place and continue that circle of life.
Exactly. And a lot of times the people can't see the forest for the trees. So maybe just a matter of, it's an aha moment when they're like, Medicare should cover that. Why haven't we thought of that before? So you can be the trendsetter there, Gene.
No, it's going to be us. It's not going to be me or Robin, and it's going to be us. We've developed the ideas for laws here, and our senior center has been very creative. The group there of coming up with ideas, Kevin McDonald and the board there. We have established during a pandemic how to take care of everyone, not just seniors, but everyone, to make sure there was no food shortages and activities to be done.
Yeah.
So we're way, way ahead of the curve. We are way, way proactive here in Santa Clarita, Miles. And you've been a part of that. Barbara has been
that.
A part of that.
Yeah, and again, the proactive is that's what we try to tell our adult children.
You know what? Did I go dead? There we are. They're in the sweet spot to get a long-term care insurance policy, because that's the time to get it, a good policy. Because I know, Barbara, you had yours for years and years
years,
and it really came in handy.
Yes, it did. Russ didn't know that until it was needed either.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to pay an extra premium? But again, do the cost analysis.
That's right.
See what that premium. I know money can be tight, but if you can budget that premium
in
there.
No, but it paid for over 2,000
a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
It paid over 2%. Oh, well, I don't know what I'm trying to say right now. But
it paid the lion's share.
Yes,
I remember.
It did.
Yeah.
Two-thirds
yeah.
of the bills.
Yeah.
And that's a big chunk.
Right. So, again, if you do that cost analysis and if there's a way you can budget, a few hundred dollars, I know it sounds steep, but then, again, weigh that if you want to, be in your home as you age in place.
That's right.
And home care can be for 24/7 can be upwards of $10,000 a month.
That's right. More than that, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
I know. Well, the other thing I was going to talk to you about, too, was for my 78th or 79th birthday, I wanted one of those walk-in tubs that I had seen advertised on the TV, and he bought me one. And boy, did it save his life, because he couldn't get into a regular shower, even though I had grab bars all over the place. But I would have to get in there with him. And it just wasn't work. There wasn't enough room. And finally I said, no, you're going to use the walk-in tub. No, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. That's the safest place for you. And it was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in there. He did all of his washing. The caregivers would come in there when he was ready to get out, and they took care of the rest of it.
Yeah.
And even now, it's so much easier for me to get into that walk-in tub.
Yeah.
Because you can fill it up, you can soak in it, it's a lifesaver. It really is.
To Jean's point earlier, that should be in senior communities automatically when they're built. Because I found it very interesting. Obviously, we have quite a few clients out in Friendly Valley. And I used to go to the homes out there. And I'd look around and I'm like, did they realize this was a senior community? I mean, just the odd places they had stairs and, you know, in the bathroom.
I
mean, the doorways didn't even seem wide enough for a wheelchair or a walk. I mean, I'm just wondering who was the senior advisor on when they built all the homes in Friendly Valley? That's my question.
You know, to step up the steps to get into the front door.
Yeah.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It still is ridiculous. But it doesn't make sense.
But a little forethought, a little pre-planning, a little proactivity. Another thing, you get the federal government involved. You know that, you know, to make sure that we can pay our caregivers enough, and you know, seniors get the care they need. If Medicare does come in, well, I mean, I guess some is better than none. But you know, they probably lowball it with some kind of hourly rate that couldn't, you know, let home care companies do it properly. You know, and we know that, you know, everyone's having a working shortage out there, but, you know, we would love qualified caregivers to come be a comfort keeper and help our clients. It's like having multiple sets of grandparents at the same time. So if you're out there and you've got the heart to help a senior in the home, give us a call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because more seniors are living longer. Everyone's living longer.
Yep.
And by the time you get up to be 70, 75, 80, 85. Seniors are going up even higher, which I plan to do. To heck with this mess.
Yeah, they're always inventing the something is the new something, you know.
Oh,
the 50s, the new 30, right on up. So,
But
getting back to exercise and using it or losing it, stay active.
That's right. And we need to take a break, don't we? I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreau, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS.
Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Jean Doreau, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And we're speaking with Miles McNamara of Comfort Keepers in Home Care, one of the Senior Hour sponsors.
Woohoo!
Oh, ho, 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 yes!
But to pick up on what we were talking about, you know, that proactive, reactive and stuff, and that's a very, very easy runway to, here it goes again, to have that talk with your aging loved one of aging in place.
Yep, very good.
It's a really easy on-ramp to talk about, you know, hey, let's get rid of this throw rug. Hey, let's proof the house here. Let's start a conversation about safety and you know, tripping, and to have that conversation. And that's as I said, an easy on-ramp to then, okay, let's talk about the rest of this stuff. How do you see the map playing out? So I think that'd be a great segue. And then anything that's less confrontational. I mean, because a lot of times our kids go in there with like a bull in a china shop. Well, you need to do this. You need to do that. And again, you know, no matter how old you get, guys, they're still your mom and dad. And that dynamic still exists. And they're going to tell you to shut up and sit down. So that's why we always get, you know, tell our family members to get folks like you involved, Dr. Jean, because it is a medical decision. So if, you know, I've had people, you know, adult children who have PhDs and doctorates and whatever, and, you know, and they're being scolded by mom and dad, as they should be, because they took it on disrespectfully, like a bull in that china shop. But if you get the doctors involved, you know, have that discussion. Hey, it might be a good idea if we added this to your routine. Might be a good idea if we did this adjustment. You know, helping hand in the house probably wouldn't hurt. And, you know, it's just really all about approach.
And it definitely is. And that discussion needs to take place. But, you know, in the majority of homes, it does not take place. And we got to work on that. Our next show, maybe we can talk about that discussion again. To just put it out there, Miles. But it's important for people to understand the role you play in terms of helping our seniors stay in their homes, aging in place. If our listeners or caregivers want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
661-287-4200, 661-287-4200. You can go to comfortkeepers.com. And we've been on Lyons Avenue for my entirety of 21 years, doing service to our seniors.
21 years.
21 years.
Whew.
So we've been around town.
You know, you've been around a long time and doing so many great things for our community, Miles, and we thank you for it, whether it be over at the Senior Center or out in the community. Both you and Barbara have been playing a role. So there's no doubt that for all of us, we have benefited by your services. But you know something? We're going to keep benefiting because you are going to be there, Barbara's going to be there, I will be there, we'll all be there through the senior hour trying to help our seniors out. Thank you, Miles. That's 287-4200, 287-4200, Comfort Keepers. Thank you so much, Miles, for being on the show
Thanks,
again
guys.
Today.
Yes.
We are sponsored by Comfort Keepers in Home Care, Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, and Hestia Med Spa. Listen to us next week on the Senior Hour. Now go and enhance your quality of life.